Blog Talk Radio. Amen. Over and over and over again, he keeps on blessing me over and over again. That was Reverend Milson Brunson and the Thompson Community Singers. That was a blast from the past. And certainly we know that this is Black History Month. And certainly we are sharing with you some good old gospel music that you probably have not heard in a long time. Good afternoon and God bless you, our listening audience. This is your host, Reverend Lamar Townsend, and you are listening to Global Gospel. And certainly we are glad to be here. We want you to know that we don't own the rights to any of the music that you hear today, but we pray that is a blessing to you and to you. And we want you to know that he keeps on blessing me over and over again. That is our declaration on today, on this Saturday, February 10th, 2024. We are here because all night, all day, the angels kept watching over me, my Lord. And certainly it is because of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed. His compassion fails not. Great is God's faithfulness towards us. We serve a faithful God. We serve the true and living God that keeps on blessing us over and over again with life, health, and strength. And certainly we are glad to be here on today. We want you to know that Global Gospel is here every Saturday from 1 p.m. until 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, sharing with you the gospel, the good news, the glad tidings of Jesus Christ. We want you to tell your family, tell your friends, tell your neighbors to log on to www.blogtalkradio.com/global-gospel. Certainly our call-in number, you can call in at the appointed time, 619-924-0800. 619-924-0800. In addition to being on Blog Talk Radio, we are also syndicated on Apple iTunes, on Spotify, and on Google Play. So in addition to Blog Talk Radio, you can listen to the archives syndicated programs on Apple iTunes, Spotify, and Google Play. We encourage you and invite you to connect with Global Gospel on social media. We're on Facebook, we're on Twitter, we're on Tumblr, we're on Instagram. If you go to our Facebook page, our Twitter page, which is now X, or Tumblr page, there's a direct link to all of our episodes. You can join us and connect with us there. If you would like to email us, you can email globalgospel@globalgospel17@gmail.com. That's globalgospel17@gmail.com. If you'd like to write us, you can write us at P.O. Box. That's Global Gospel, P.O. Box 5331. That is in Hempstead, New York, where the zip code is 11550. Certainly, we look forward to hearing from you, our listening audience. And certainly, we encourage you to stay true to the gospel of Jesus Christ. This is, once again, I said this is Black History Month, so we're just going to share a few oldies with you and go down memory lane for just a few minutes. For those of you that have tuned in to Global Gospel for the first time, we want you to know that, listen, there is something always said or done here to be a blessing to you, our listening audience. And certainly as we declare the gospel, the good news, the glad tidings of Jesus Christ, we want to shout out our sponsors on today. Shout out to MPT Enterprise. Shout out to Grandma Etta's Quilting. Shout out to Third Lounge. Shout out to Melanated Beard. Shout out to GPA 4.0. Shout out to the Nationwide Black Family Mediation Services. Certainly, we thank God for all of you. Then to our listening audience, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Maryland, Delaware, Virginia, Washington, D.C., North Carolina, South Carolina, Florida, Georgia, Texas, Illinois, Michigan, California, Canada, Mexico, the Jamaica West Indies, Suriname, Brazil, Uruguay, Argentina, the Ivory Coast, Ghana, Nigeria, the Republic of the Congo, South Africa, Uganda, Kenya, Ethiopia, Saudi Arabia, United Arab Emirates, Italy, Hungary, Switzerland, Germany, the Netherlands, Belgium, France, Spain, Portugal, the United Kingdom, Sweden, to those that are in Japan, South Korea, and Taiwan. We thank God for all of you, our listening audience. Shout out to the Townsend family, the Norman family, the Stevenson family, the Bradley family, the Jones family, the Hartley family, the Hernandez family, the Fells family, the Walker family, the McCoy family, the Allen family, the Cox family, the Furman family, the Fells family, the Brown family, the Wiggins family, the Brasher family, the Gross family, the Davis family, the Robinson family, the Brooks family, the Carter family, the Odom family, the Wilson family, the Riddell family, the Locke family, the Johnson family, the Washington family, the Thompson family, and to all of you that are listening with us around the globe, we thank God for you, you, and for you. For those that have tuned into Global Gospel for the first time, our theme scripture is found in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3, and it simply reads on this wise, "But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake." And so today our prayer is, and our message is that you would walk in the light, that you would realize that Jesus Christ is the author and the finisher of our faith, that he was, he is, and he is to come, that certainly he came into the world and was born of a virgin, that he lived, and while he was living, he healed the sick, he raised the dead, the lame were able to walk, the blind were able to see, the crippled were able to take up the dead, those that were bound and downhearted, the brokenhearted, he healed. And certainly he came today that you might have life and more abundantly. And so the gospel is here today to heal you, to deliver you, to save you, to set you free. The gospel is comprehensive. It meets every need in your life. If you have a spiritual need, if you have a financial need, if you have an emotional need, the gospel is there for you on today. You can ask God the hard thing on today, for there is nothing too hard for God, for he's able to do all things but fail. He's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think, according to his power that works within us. And so today it is our prayer that the word falls on good ground, and certainly that you would receive the gospel of Jesus Christ. All you have to do is believe. And certainly we're continuing our trip on for Black History Month down memory lane. And certainly, as I say, we want you to believe. And so this song says, "He that believeth shall have an everlasting life." This is Reverend Ernest Franklin. Enjoy our gospel history. Stay tuned.
On the Father.
All right. He that believeth shall have an everlasting life. He that believeth on the Father and the Son shall have an everlasting life. And certainly that is part of the gospel today, is that all you have to do is believe. Only believe. All things are possible if you only believe. He that believes. Let's listen to a little bit of that, just a little bit more.
Oh,
that's what we are working towards, eternal life. Again, we thank you for sharing that as part of our gospel heritage, as part of our Black History Month on today. We do want to share a particular passage of scripture with you on today. Not a lot of the spoken word today, but there is a lot of music today that we would like to share within this short time frame. But as you can see, the theme on today says that we are going to share from the book of Philippians, the epistle of Paul the Apostle to the Philippians. And we are going to look at chapter 2. And I am going to we're going to zoom in on verse 5, but I will just start reading at verse 1. If there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels and mercies, fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind. And let each esteem other better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of things in heaven, and things in earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. In a mansion made of stone, in a shanty all alone, God cares for you, Evangelist Rosie Wallace. Stay tuned.
In a mansion made of stone, in a shanty all alone, God cares.
mansion made of stone and a shanty all alone. God cares for you. Jesus, God our Father, we thank you for this day, this opportunity, for your loving kindness, for your tender mercy. God, we thank you that you've given this moment of time and not eternity another chance to call on your name, another chance to get it right, another chance for repentance, for salvation, for healing, and for deliverance. God, for these things, we thank you. We thank you for the opportunity to read your word, to study your word, to share your word, to apply your word to our lives that we might live by, God. We pray, oh God, that you open our hearts, our minds, and our understanding, God, that we are able to digest your word, and certainly that we can eat your word, and certainly that your word will bring us life. Your words, they are spirit and they are life. They will not return unto you void, but they will accomplish what they were sent out to do. So God, we thank you for every listener, every believer and unbeliever today. We thank you that there's power in your word, God. We pray that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart are acceptable unto you. In Jesus' name, amen. For today, our theme scripture, our theme scripture, but our scripture for today is Philippians chapter 2, verse 5. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. And as I looked at this scripture on today, the first thing that came to my mind is, as we look at Black History Month, the United Negro College Fund. And many years ago, I don't know if it's still on now, I don't watch as much TV as I used to, but there was a commercial on TV sponsored by the United Negro College Fund that said the mind is a terrible thing to waste. And certainly after going through life, I concur, I conclude, I agree with the United Negro College Fund that the mind is a terrible thing to waste. So many people in this season that we're in are losing their mind or have lost their mind. They have lost their focus. And certainly anytime you're not connected with God or anytime your mind is not set on God or towards God or the things of God, you are a basket case. And so that's why the Bible says in our theme, if the gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, because Satan has blinded the mind. And so in this season, in this day, in this hour, it's so important that we protect our minds. And sometimes it's not a matter of our mental health, it's our physical health. You know, they say you are what you eat, so we have to be careful of the things that you eat. I was listening to something the other day, and they were saying that in the U.S., there's 10 chemicals that they put in processed food that eat away at your brain. And today, so many people are suffering from Alzheimer's and dementia. All we can continue to say is, Lord, keep our minds. Certainly because a mind is a terrible thing to waste. So many people have good minds, but they put it to bad use. You know, some people are good. You know, if we look at the drug addict, or we look at the prostitute or the drug pusher, I should say, they have a sense of business. They are business minded. If you were to consult them and question them and ask them, they would tell you that they're about getting their money. And certainly they have entrepreneurial skills because they are doing it, working for themselves. It may not be the right thing to do, but they're doing it. And this is how, when your mind is not out of focus, and not focused in the right way, you will do what you have to do by any means necessary. But certainly with the mind of God or with the mind of Christ, certainly we will direct that energy into the right place. For the Bible tells us, in business be men and malice be children. They that do business, I believe it's in Psalm, says, they that do business in deep waters shall receive the blessing of the Lord. I may be paraphrasing right there. But listen, God is about business as well. I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. And so being on the Christian journey is all about working, but certainly something has to take place in your mind. I believe the songwriter said, with a made-up mind, I'm going through how about you. If I have it, I'll play it for you. But I was listening also to the late Pastor Ernestine Cleveland Reams, and she was saying, she had a message titled, The Holy Ghost Will Blow Your Mind. And she was talking in her message how so many people's minds are blown by the world and what's going on in the world and sin and deceit and all types of debauchery. She said, but the Holy Ghost will blow your mind. So all you need is an encounter with the Holy Spirit that will dwell on the inside of you, that will lead you and guide you and teach you and bring all things to your remembrance. And what you think the world was doing for you, God will do just that much more. For the Bible says, to seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. The seek is in your mind. And so all we have to do is remember our mind on today and let this mind be in us that is in Christ Jesus. And so as Ernestine Reams, as she was preaching, she paused in the middle of her message, and she said, there's an old song that says, and she sang this song, she says, my mind, God gave me a new mind. Said that old mind I used to have, I don't have anymore. My mind, God gave me a new mind. And so how many of us today can testify to the fact that God has given us a new mind, that our, the mind that is in us is the mind of Christ? For the scripture says, let this, I'm drilling it today, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. And certainly Christ was about his Father's business. He knew that his time was limited, that his time was short. But certainly while he was here, he made the best of his time. For the Bible says, let us walk circumspectly, redeeming the time. For listen, you don't have a lot of time to waste. And certainly you could live 100 years, and 100 years is not a lot of time compared to eternity. So at today, you know, I just say I'm protecting my peace at all costs. I'm protecting my mind at all costs, because the mind is a terrible thing to waste. You could be a billionaire, you could be a millionaire, you could be a trillionaire, but if your mind is not on God, you have nothing at all. You won't be able to sleep at night. You won't be able to rest. You will be up and down. You'll be pacing the floor. You'll be going back and forth. You'll be trying to be fulfilled by people, by places and things, but there will still be a void in your life because you have not surrendered your mind to God. And so as we look at Philippians chapter 2, it starts out, before we get to verse 5, where it says, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. It says in verse 2, fulfill ye my joy that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. And certainly what he's talking about is the fellowship of the believers. And certainly you have to align yourself with like-minded people. Birds of a feather flock together. And certainly if you're not with people that are Christ-focused, either one of two things can happen. You can become like them or they could become like you. And certainly you're going to have to make up your mind that I'm going all the way with the Lord. And certainly I'm going to have the mind of Christ. And certainly there is another passage of scripture that I want to share with you. It can be found in Romans chapter 12, verse 1. And many of us know that scripture by heart. I beseech ye therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. I'll say it again. You have to have a mind to serve God. You have to have a mind to live holy. You have to have a mind to be a good mother, a good father, a good sister, a good brother, a good son, a good daughter, a good friend, a good neighbor, a good husband, a good wife. It has to start in your mind. And certainly your mind will propel the rest of the actions in your life. You know, even if you never become a millionaire in life, at least have the mind that, listen, my father is rich, and certainly I am going, the blessings of the Lord make it rich and add no sorrow with it. And so not only am I rich in spirit, but listen, he will bring us into the wealthy place. And so your mind has to be on that. If your mind is, oh, I'm never going to have anything, I'm never going to be anything, I'm never going to do anything, that is where your mind is going to take you. So we need today to walk in the love of God, to walk in the peace of God, to walk in the prosperity of God, to walk under God's anointing, to walk in his blessings and his favor. And today, Isaiah 26:3, King James says, thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. New International Version says, you will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast because they trust in you. And so we say today, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know, your labor is not in vain. And certainly it's not in vain in the gospel, which is the good news. It is the glad tidings of Jesus Christ. And so today we encourage you to let your mind be renewed by Christ, to have the mind of Christ, to let God give you a new mind, for he makes all things new. Make sure you're wrapped up. Make sure you're tied up. Make sure you're tangled up in his love. God bless you. Stay tuned.
I'm wrapped up. I'm tied up. Jesus, Lord, I'm tired of, I'm tangled up. Jesus, Lord, I'm wrapped up in his love. I'm tired of in his blood. I'm tangled up in the spirit. What a feeling down in my soul. The world can't do me no harm. The devil is a liar and a cheater too. He don't mind how he coming to you. You better watch out, he's on your track. If you're not careful, he'll turn you back. The reason so many of you turn around, you don't go no more to your praying ground. You better keep climbing the ladder round by round. Don't let old Satan turn you around. You better wrap it. A sinner lost in my sins, I prayed to the Lord and he took me in.
He wrapped me with his love and he saved me with his blood. Oh, what a feeling that came from above. I'm in the Father and the Father in the Son. Son and the Holy Ghost, they all made one. I said I'm wrapped up. Wrapped up. Tied up. Couldn't get a loose if I wanted to. Tied up, tangled up.
Wrapped up, tied up, tangled up, Reverend Cleophas Robinson, as we continue to share with you Black History Month, our Black Gospel music. There is a group that we all know, Dionne Warwick singer, and certainly we know that the church, the Black church, produced a lot of successful people. And so her family group is how she was discovered. The Drink Art Singers, and this is from way back. This man, Jesus, the Drink Art Singers, is part of our history. Certainly, we know that not by genre of gospel music, but gospel is the birth, the life, the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. By definition, that is gospel. And certainly, originally, the original meaning of gospel music was to carry those principles. And so there is an intertwining of gospel music, of spiritual music, of Christian music. And certainly it has kind of got lost in the shuffle over the years, but gospel refers to the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so in today, there are many songs that don't even mention the name of Jesus because they are mainstream and people want to be promoted and they want their music to be played here and there and everywhere. But certainly that was not the original intent of or you know, the original message. And certainly another great person in our history is Thomas Dorsey, and we know Thomas Dorsey by such songs as Precious Lord is probably one of the most famous that we hear all the time. And so he was also the founder of the National Convention of Gospel Choirs and Choruses, and certainly that is a convention. And so this song is from the National Convention of Gospel Choirs and Choruses. Convention is led by Sally Martin. And it is entitled, God Puts a Rainbow in the Sky. It tells a story.
God shut door in the grand door.
God put a rainbow in the sky.
When the thunder
God put a rainbow in the sky.
Sally Martin of the Sally Martin Singers. Also, by way of information, Thomas Dorsey is known as the father of gospel music as we know it. He was an old blues singer, but he's known as the father of gospel music, and certainly we'll share more about Thomas Dorsey before the month's over. Psalms 107 and 23. They that go down to the sea and ships that do business and great waters, these see the works of the Lord and his wonders in the deep. For he commandeth and raiseth the stormy wind, which lifteth up the waves thereof. They mount up to heaven. They go down again to the depths. Their souls is melted because of trouble. And so I talked about doing business before, but they that go down to the sea in ships that do business in great waters, these see the works of the Lord. And so we encourage you, as your mind is focused on Christ, that you do business today in great waters and deep waters, and certainly receive the blessings of the Lord. And certainly, as the world is full of violence, it's full of crime, it's full of trouble, it's filled with death, it's filled with all types, it's full of good things too. And sometimes we say that our good days outweigh our bad days, but sometimes the grief and the trouble of the day can overwhelm us. But so it's good to know that certainly God is in control. Psalm 91, as you go through the week, says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge, my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their wings, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder. The young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet, because he has set his love upon me. Therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. And so that scripture is our closing prayer today, and it closes with long life will I satisfy you. And so we say to you, our listening audience, be saved, be healed, be delivered, be set free. Walk in love, walk in peace, walk in mercy, walk humbly before the Lord our God. Love the Lord with all thy heart, thy mind, and thy soul. Continue to bless others, and be as you are blessed, bless somebody else, be a blessing to others. And let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. Claim your healing today. Claim your salvation. Claim your deliverance, because it's yours because of who God is and who you are in God. Remember, we're here every Saturday, 1 p.m. until 2 p.m. Eastern Time on Block Talk Radio, syndicated on Apple iTunes, Spotify, and Google Play. So much trouble, but certainly trouble will all be over one day, and certainly God has it all in control. God bless you. Closing, Dorothy Lovecoats in the Harmonettes, Trouble in the Land.
I assure you, but it's time for us to go back down to Birmingham and bring to you the Gospel Harmonettes and Sister Dorothy Love. Let's give her a hand.
I know you enjoyed the hummingbirds. We did too. We hope you'll enjoy the song that we have planned for you now. It reminds us of the present and the things that's happening in the world. And right now, that's hardly any place you can go to get away from trouble. We read about the needless killing, crime in the street and what have you, the war in Vietnam, a nation trying to survive under racial pressure. Our song is called Trouble in the Land Will Soon Be Over, all over this world. You can clap your hands.
Yeah.